Welcome in here to another season of Trojan Preview on KJN, our weekly chat talking Atlantic football. And once again, Joe Brummer with us again this season to talk about the Trojans. Coach, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us here for a new season and excited to get things started here. It's week number one upon us now. You've had some chance to get out there. You had a scrimmage opportunity already against Carroll. I guess how was the preseason practice and that scrimmage go for you?
Good. The kids are really confident. They're kind of flying around a little bit faster than last year. We're definitely farther ahead than we ever were last year, almost at any point. The kids are doing a really good job. They're understanding their assignments better. They know kind of the football behind it now rather than I have to get to this spot to be here. They understand why they're being there, why they're doing all this, both offensively and defensively. So it's really good to see. The kids are flying around. We had a great scrimmage against Carroll. Very excited to see. You know, we script out all the plays for that scrimmage. We had about 30 for our kind of our first and second team guys there. That three plays touchdown is about as good as you can script it up. That they did a really good job. We ran the ball pretty well. We threw the ball really well. And defensively, we didn't give up many big plays. So it was really good to see that we were stopping the run. We were kind of running it. We were throwing the ball really well. And then we were getting after it in the passing lanes. So really all around, it was a good scrimmage for us. And we were really happy to see all the kids performing really well.
When we had talked previously, so folks may have heard some of this already, but you know, there's a lot of returning experience here for this team and a good group of leaders. You've got a strong senior class here that you can kind of turn to and rely on, and a lot of guys that will lead in different ways out there for you.
Yeah, across the board, we have 22 seniors that all have different roles, different responsibilities, and they really understand them. They're really buying in, even if it's I'm just going to run down on kickoff, that they're going to be the best kickoff guy we have. If it's, you know, weight room guys, if it's classroom guys, if it's field guys, that they're all covering their bases. We have really good athletes. We have really good students. We have really good kids in that senior class. And it's, you know, their time to shine. They got some experience last year, a lot of them, even some of the sophomores with varsity experience, that they were kind of baptism by fire, that they've had a lot of games underneath their belts. We're really excited to see what that class is going to bring with some really good added pieces from the junior and sophomore class mixed in, but you'll see a lot of seniors mostly out there.
And, of course, you know, last season, maybe not the week-to-week continuity that you would have loved to have. You just had some untimely issues with injuries and illness and that kind of stuff, and we talked about that, how, you know, that makes a big difference when you don't have that same group that you're preparing for week in and week out to get better along the way. But it did also give some opportunities for some other guys to get some experience out there, and now let's see if they can take that to the field here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always try to take the positives out of those negative things, and it got us depth. We got a lot of experience with some younger guys stepping into roles. We're pretty confident here. We're almost too deep across the board there in a lot of positions, mainly like our wide receiver core and our defensive line type of play, that we can rotate guys in and out, keep them more fresh, that they got that experience last year. We started a couple sophomores late in the season, a couple freshmen late in the season during varsity play, that those guys are all coming back with some experience that they now know, hey, this is the speed of a varsity game, because we had some really tough opponents there with Creston, with Seidel going up there. They had some really good players that those kids learned in a hurry, like, hey, this is how fast varsity ball is, and hopefully we're only going to benefit from it.
And, of course, too, last year was a bit of a changeover as far as the new scheduling for the two-year cycle, and you move up, you know, classes change and all that, and it's a tough schedule, and it's a tough schedule again, but you know who those opponents are, and you know what to expect and what's going to take to jump to that next level and put some more in that W column.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of familiar faces. Being in the conference play with Glenwood, you have Kemper, Shan, Harlan, Creston, a lot of those opponents. We played Seidel in the past. We've played ADM in the past. They used to be a district opponent. Now they are again. That we're somewhat familiar with those teams, but the speed is a really big difference for the kids. 2A to 3A ball is a little bit different for the fact of, you know, your 2A schools, you play a lot of kids both ways. You have a lot of kids out there that as the game goes on, it's kind of almost who's in better shape or who has the least amount going both ways and still have a quality team out there, where your 3A opponents, your Harlan, your ADM, your Ballards, there's not a lot of kids that go both ways. And if they do, they're pretty special athletes out there. So even with Glenwood thrown into that, you'll face a lot more teams that They don't play as much both ways. And if they do, they're really well conditioned and really special athletes.
Well, and you get a chance to get tested right away here with a large school in Glenwood, and they already have a game under their belt with some experience last week against a good Sioux City East squad. Certainly from looking at the numbers, it wasn't their day to run the football, but they threw it around really well. I guess what are you taking away here from what you've seen from this Glenwood team so far?
Oh, they're really good. You know, that week zero to week one is kind of your biggest growth between your first two games. So we're expecting them to come out guns a-blazing. They're going to be really good. They're really well coached. They're really fundamentally sound. And, you know, they're kind of that big school mentality where they don't have a ton of kids going both ways. Again, they got that special athlete here and there that can and does. But overall, I mean, they have physical big linemen up front. They're extremely fast at wide receiver. They go no huddle, so that way they're quick, they're up-tempo, they're trying to catch you in some mistakes and make you pay for it and burn you deep. I don't really look too much into the rushing yards. When we kind of watched the film there, East was really sound defensively up front, and, you know, they were down most of the game. No fault to their own that East got off to a hot start, that once you're behind, you kind of throw the ball a little bit more. But overall, they trust Caden Anderson back there. He's got a cannon. He's got an arm, and they're athletes. A lot of them are at wide receiver. You can only have one to two running backs. You can have four or five wide receivers out there that they did a really good job of spreading their athletes out, putting them in space, and making the most of their opportunities. You can look at it like, oh, well, they lost week one. They had like 500 yards of offense and 33 points, you know. They just kind of ran into a bigger buzzsaw with East there, who outscored them at the end. It was a really close game throughout. They were kind of just playing catch up there that I think they had to throw the ball a little bit more. And they didn't have C.J. Carter in for them. He was out with an injury. But, you know, if he's back in, if they're tied, if they're in the lead, you're going to look for him to probably be more balanced and run the ball more. And that makes him all the more dangerous.
Well, and certainly seems like a team that has some guys that have some versatility. They've got guys that have played in different spots. You know, a guy that has now moved primarily to a running back spot, and Tate Mayberry has also been a quarterback. So they've got guys out there that kind of know the offense in and out in different positions, and I'm sure that's something that helps them.
Yeah, absolutely. They had some injury bug last year, just like we did. Theirs kind of earlier in the season versus ours was late, but they had to switch some kids around. They had to find some new homes, new positions for kids, and that just makes it all the more dangerous when they come back. They understand the offense and defense in a better perspective. They understand what you're trying to do in different roles, so that way, you know, they understand how the game's going to go, why we're calling what we do, so that just makes them, you know, all the more dangerous out there. With all that experience coming back, Caden Anderson played some quarterback for him last year when Brock Sell went down, Tate Mayberry rotated in. They have their wide receiving core. Krause is back. They lose Austin Patton, but Trent's still there. Trent's very dangerous up front. O&D line-wise, that they have the Eckelhart kid back, that all those kids kind of played some different spots, and they understand really what they're doing.
Well, and we've talked, too, about on your side, you've got some guys that also can maybe have a little bit of versatility and have some experience now as well. You'd like to be able to, of course, have a balanced game out there, being able to run a little bit and then being able to sling it around. You got some experience with some talent out there at the wide receiver position, and, you know, of course, you're comfortable with Caden Anderson, what he can do back there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the senior class has a lot of long, lanky, athletic kids. At some points, we won't have a wide receiver or kind of a skill guy under 6'2", 6'3", out there. It's not a lot of teams across the state that can say that, that we're really fortunate to have kind of those long, athletic bodies that do multiple things, multiple sports for us. So, you know, it's kind of find the mismatch, like pick on the mismatch type of thing back there. And even if we go with our heavy package, we can put a lot of big kids out there. We got some versatile kids. At some point, we'll have four, five, six kids that are over the 250, 260 range, which we haven't been able to say before. So it's really good to see. But then, you know, if one thing's not working, we go to the next. If we can't throw the ball, if we can't get the time, Dante back there, Tanner O'Brien back there, Tyson, Isaac Henson, we have a decent amount of running backs back there that are all versatile and bring something to the table there that they're really good. And even Caden at times doesn't always like to run. He's always looking downfield to throw the ball, but has some wheels and can take off and run. So, you know, the more versatile we can be, the more that they have to prepare for, the better it is for us.
And defensively, we talked about you got that experience too. A lot of guys back on the front line that have that experience. Same for the linebacking core. The secondaries maybe where some of those guys don't have as much experience, but certainly some talent back there and had good competition. So, you know, you've got guys with experience and guys that have gotten better as they've been able to play more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you have confidence, you play better. If you understand what you're doing and you're sure in yourself, you're going to play a little bit better than if you're unsure, if you're nervous or anything like that. So the more reps you get, the less nerves that you have. No, we're returning pretty much all seven guys in the front seven, front eight for us with a little bit of depth there too at both the D-line and D-ends that all those guys will have experience. So we're really going to rely upon our front seven to really make sure that we can anchor down, get the ball out quicker, get a pass rush, stop the rush, so that way it's easier for that secondary group that's very skilled, very talented, it's just, you know, a little inexperienced back there.
Well, this is going to be a great opening week test. It should be a really fun game, and we look forward to getting out there and seeing your team get on the field, Coach. We appreciate you joining us here for getting ready for week one.
Yeah, hey, really appreciate it. Hope to see a big crowd out at Glenwood and, you know, try to put on a show.
Yeah. All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. That's going to do it for week one of Trojan Preview here on KJN.